Doe Fair, the most accessible for our West Midland gypsies of all the horse fairs, which are so popular as places to meet, swap news, sing songs, do a few deals, discover a long-lost relative, or find a bride. Founded hundreds of years ago, gypsies in their thousands come here to bring their flash, chromium-plated caravans and quite a few meticulously decorated horse-drawn ones. Race down the roads in their stylish trotting gigs behind exuberant coloured horses who appear to be loving every minute of it. Or stock up on candlewick cushions, tapestry representations of horses, cut glass, expensive china statues.
We fell in love on the night we met. You touched my hand, my heart went papa. Hello, when we kissed, I could not stop. You walk out of my dreams, and in my arms. Now you're my angel divine. You're 16, you're beautiful, and you're mine.
The pub, the Bell, is packed, and outside it, I join this group of gypsy singers, 20 of them, standing round in a circle. Like everyone here, they're dressed up to the nines, the men in shirts so bright they shine, women showing quite a lot of bosom, and above all, bare midriff, recalling the Asian subcontinent from which their ancestors came long ago.
I had me a woman who couldn't be true. She made me for my money and she made me blue. A man needs a woman that he can lean on, but my leaning post is done and left and gone. She's low gone, and now I'm low so blue.
And so, twice a year, the antique shop owners of this mellow, honey-coloured town of Stow-on-the-Weald in Gloucestershire are shaken out of their complacent dream that takes place amongst the antique furniture or rural painting behind their plate-glass windows. And by what a festivity! The streets are crammed with folk, the women dressed with such care and exoticism that the initial feeling is that they're on their way to a ball at midday. There is a fair display of the gold that worldwide is so important to gypsies. Multiple gold chains and talismanic ornaments hang round their honey-coloured shoulders, or the clothes themselves are sewn or shot through with sequins or gold thread. Some women wear their hair up in a beehive. Traditionally, gypsy women do not show their legs, but some here wear lace or hoisted-up skirts, showing hot pants or a delicious long length of ivory thigh underneath. The men, casually dressed, chunky sweaters over shirts, sometimes unbuttoned far down the chest, baggy trousers, expensive fancy leather shoes, looking, as is none less than the case, that at any moment they must be ready to jump on a horse. And the many coloured horses, piebald and skewbald, look around from the stakes and hedges to which they're tethered with a wise tolerance. They've seen it all before.